Elissa Walker Campbell, always the biggest and best at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show that is powered by our friends at Quicken Loans, as we are in Houston, Texas, inside the Quicken Loans studios, and a very special guest joining us this evening. Always an honor to visit with the legendary NFL coach, Dick Vermeil, who coached 15 seasons for three different NFL franchises, winning a Super Bowl with the Rams, and we've invited him on tonight to continue to celebrate the start of the 2015 season and to find out what in the world? What's the latest happenings with the great Dick Vermeil? Such an honor, Coach. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Alyssa. Yeah, it's always good to talk to somebody back in Houston. That's my favorite city.
Well, we love it, and I understand you're going to be out here in the month of October, so we look forward to visiting with you right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Well, the NFL season, it got underway last week, and obviously this weekend, a number of compelling matchups that we'll be watching on Sunday. One in particular for me personally will be the Cowboys and the Eagles. Cowboys on the road at Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm not a betting gal, but I'm sure you're going to have your eyes on the Rams and the Redskins. What is life like after the NFL? I mean, do you keep up with some of your former teams?
I do. I was on the practice field here in St. Louis yesterday and watched them practice with Jeff Fisher and staff. And they're a good football team. It was no fluke that they beat Seattle. You know, and it was no fluke. They're a solid, solid football team. I watched Houston play against the Chiefs because I was watching my old Chiefs play and back, you know, flopping between channels and watching guys play. And, you know, I was disappointed on Monday night when the Eagles got beat by Atlanta. And so I tell you, I think it's sort of a trap for Dallas coming to Philadelphia on Sunday, because I mean they are getting eaten alive in Philadelphia, and they will be ready to play.
Well, that'll be an incredible matchup to watch. But since you were saying that you were at practice at the Rams, what are your thoughts on the new quarterback in Nick Foles?
Well, he's a player. He's a very good player. Not that Sam Bradford isn't. I think it was a good timing for Sam to go to Philadelphia and for Nick Foles to come to St. Louis. And I know what Andy Reid thought of Nick Foles. I watched him play. I've been on the practice field. I think he's a good player. And I think he proved a little bit of that and established himself quickly in St. Louis on the Sunday's performance against Seattle.
Legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. So you've had the opportunity to coach Ron Jaworski, Kurt Warner, some great quarterbacks. What is the criteria for scouting and evaluating a quarterback? What do you look for? I mean, you obviously found that in Kurt Warner and won the Super Bowl in 99.
Well, the number one thing, how accurately he throws the ball. Number two, how accurately he throws the ball under pressure. That's then number three, how bright is he? And number four, can he handle pressure? Can he sustain a focus through 16 games? Can he sustain focus in the heat of battle all the way into the fourth quarter when it isn't going well? And many times you don't find these things out until you have them on your roster, you coach them, and you put them in the game action two or three times, and then you start really analyzing his profile as a person. And you have an idea, you know, but until you have him in the battle with you, in your scheme, under pressure, you just don't have enough information until you put him through all those environmental changes. And by that time, you know, like in Houston now, they go with one quarterback and then they take him out and they've got the other kid going in this weekend. Sometimes that isn't not enough time to make that kind of decision, in my opinion. But hopefully it'll work out for him this Sunday.
So the Rams, Nick Foles, I mean, do you believe that he could be that franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I really sincerely, I mean, I'm not always right, but I believe he can be.
Hey, Dick Vermeil joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, talking about analyzing players. One of the big storylines this week has been on Peyton Manning. And I got to ask you, Coach, I mean, is he still capable of leading the Broncos to a playoff run? I mean, what's your belief in him? I mean, there's been so much chatter and talk about, hey, Peyton Manning's finished. I mean, is this the beginning of the end?
Well, you know, I'm no expert on it. I watched him some on Sunday. I didn't watch it play-by-play, but I watched a lot of it. And, you know, at 39 years old, there aren't many that have done it before. So if he does, he's going to be unique. But he is unique. And if he's not quite what he was and anywhere close to what he was, he's still good enough.
Glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as we continue our conversation visiting with a legendary NFL coach, one of the game's greatest coaches, Dick Vermeil. So we're going to transition. We already hit on, we were talking about Peyton Manning, but let's transition and talk about the good news. You are returning to pro football, this time as an owner in the Arena League. You joined former NFL quarterback Ron Jaworski and a couple of current Saints players, the owner of the Philadelphia Soul. So, I mean, was this a desire that you'd had for quite some time to try to get back into this?
No, it wasn't. It was because of my personal relationship with my quarterback, Ron Jaworski, and he's deeply involved in it, and he was seeking some partnership. But I went aboard more so just to be part of his team because he did such a good job being part of my team, and he made me look a lot better, and I really was. And so I respect that and appreciate it. And so I'm in a position now I can help him. I'm a 2% owner, big deal, you know. But we talk once a week anyway. We talk once a week anyway, you know, 12 months a year and 2 weeks a year. So it just gives us more to talk about.
Hey, you know, I have to be honest with our listeners, I've never been to an arena football game, an indoor game. I mean, what is it like? I mean, what do you love about it the most, Coach Vermeil?
Well, number one thing I like about it is it gives coaches an opportunity to coach football. It gives players that can't play in the NFL an opportunity to continue to play. And it's a fast, quick game. And I think you can develop some players within that environment, especially quarterbacks, because they have to unload the ball so quickly, so accurately to be efficient in that league. You know, I think that's what helped Kurt Warner make a difference. And there are kids I watch play, and I've done a few games now, and you watch them play and say, my gosh, that kid's doing a job. I wonder if he can play in the NFL. Uh-huh. So number one, and fans, the tickets, you know, $25-$30, they can take their family to the game, get involved with the pro team, which a lot of families can't afford to go to an NFL game. Well, so I think there are a lot of positives.
I was going to say that would be a great introduction for the young fans to get close to the action. And you know, just from the fans' perspective, Coach Vermeil,
being close to the no question. You talk about being close to the action. I mean, you're right there. I mean, my wife caught a pass that went out of bounds.
Okay? Carol did.
So that's how close you are.
Yeah, it's definitely a tangible experience. So close. And I had just to say, you had mentioned talking about reunited with Ron Jaworski. Talk about just having the opportunity. You guys visit obviously once a week, but are you going to offer any game plans for your new team with the Soul?
No, I don't. You know, it's a different game. They had played with eight players, you know, three offensive linemen. Everybody else is a receiver and runner, you know, and a thrower. So it's a different game. I'm just a fan, like somebody else is a fan of the NFL. I'm a fan of the Arena League team when I sit there and watch it. You know, I don't analyze it. I do see what they're doing, and I see why they're doing it. But what I really see is kids getting the opportunity to play, and young kids from anywhere from 6 to 10 years old leaning on the wall up against the Arena League field, which, and there they are. I mean, they're into the game, and they're learning about football and creating an interest for the future.
Well, of course, Arena League, it just wrapped up. The season wrapped up in August, and the Philadelphia Soul, I was looking at their final score of their game, 61-56. I'm like, is this a basketball game? I mean, you talk about high scoring. That's got to be pretty compelling to watch.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, if you're anywhere close to competitive, you're scoring 60 points a game, 48 points a game, and you're losing by three. And someone scores with 15 seconds left to win it, you know. So they are exciting.
Hey, Ron Jaworski, you had mentioned him several times. I mean, tremendous respect and admiration that he has for you. He's talked about it very openly. He credits any success that he has had personally or professionally. He credits that to you. Can you just share some more and enlighten all of our listeners on this relationship you have with Ron?
Well, you know, we all at certain ages need some guidance. And Ron had lost his dad, and I bring him to Philadelphia when he's just a young kid, a couple years into the league, and he needed some guidance. He needed someone he could trust on the male figure side. And I ended up being fortunate enough to be that guy. So you develop a relationship way deeper than coach-player, you know, which you relish and which is a lifetime relationship. Therefore, that's why I'm a partner with his business. And he's been extremely well, done extremely well. He owns like 5 golf courses, he and his partnership team. Well, I just moved the Dick Vermeil Boy Scout Charity Golf Tournament, which has gone into the 24th year or 25th year now, to his golf course. So that's how close you become.
Legendary NFL coach Dick Vermeil joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. And I bet you didn't know, in the month of October, Dick Vermeil is going to turn 79. He has had an incredible career and legacy. And, you know, when I reflect on just everything you've accomplished and that you've done from the college ranks to the NFL, I mean, you truly are, I mean, Dick, you are like a fine wine. You just get better with time. I mean, what are you?
Well, tell my wife that, will you?
Well, Carol, bring her to the studio when you come in October.
Years, and I don't know if she believes it.
Oh, well, listen, so what are you most proud of when you reflect on your life?
I'm most proud of my three kids and my 11 grandchildren. What a great job they've done. The two boys are much better fathers than I was. And my daughter with four sons has done a remarkable job. And my daughter-in-laws and my son-in-laws, I'm really proud of that. Then I'm really proud of all the players that have become over the years part of the Vermeil family that have developed into lifelong relationships. I'm in St. Louis to help induct Kevin Carter, my defensive end from the Super Bowl team here at the Rams, into the St. Louis Hall of Fame. So I'm proud of those kind of relationships, and it makes me feel good because how many good things they've done for me and also how many good things I've been able to try to do for them.
You've always had that passion, that drive to succeed, the preparation. I mean, Ron Jaworski openly talks about that as well. Where did that come from, that inner strength?
Well, I think that came from my dad. You know, he taught me a long time ago that hard work is not a form of punishment. That's what you have to do to be successful. That's what you have to do to raise your family. And that's what you have to do to be successful in coaching and successful in parenthood. You got to work at it. And it isn't a form of punishment. And, you know, and I think I watched him do that. That's why I have such compassion for the hardworking people in our society. You know, the blue-collar people that just get up, go to work, and do what they have to do to make a living. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have been able to go from an income standpoint beyond that level. But, boy, I never lost respect for those that do.
Hey, legendary NFL coach, with us just a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. It is always such an honor to have Coach Vermeil with us. And so let's transition. Let's talk about your winemaking business, Vermeil Wines. I mean, what in the world? I mean, you've shared the story before, but I'd love for our new listeners, I mean, what prompted you to pursue a winemaking career?
Well, you know, I'm not a winemaker. I'm a wine drinker, and I'm in the wine business. And, you know, right. I grew up in Calistoga at the north end of Napa Valley. And my grandfather, Vermeil, on the French side of my family, made all the family wines. And I grew up as a young boy helping him, along with my brother, Stan. And I developed an interest. I watched my family celebrate each new vintage being consumed for the first time or the first holiday and how important it was and how they sniffed the glass and rolled it in the glass and made comments about the flavors and all. That really, really impressed me as a young kid. So I just sort of carrying on a long-time family tradition, you know, and we're making 2,400 cases a year. A lot of them are sold right there by Specs, and Specs is our best. If we have a good distributor, Specs is the only one they have, believe me. But they do a good job for us, and Rodney does a great job for there, and John Reedman and Lindy, they do a good job for us, and I appreciate our relationship.
Well, tell all the listeners across the country where they can go and check out your many selections that you have.
Well, you can go to Specs. Go to Specs there in Houston especially. But throughout the state, there's a number of places now that are carrying our wines. And you can go online. Just Google VermeilWines.com and go online and order certain things you can't even get in Specs.
That, of course, was Dick Vermeil, legendary NFL coach, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Coach Vermeil, we certainly look forward to catching up with you here in the month of October. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, I know it. And it'll be in the heart of the football season. I hope it's going well for the Houston Texans.
Absolutely. We look forward to talking to you. Thank you, Coach. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Much more straight ahead tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, connect with us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.